Alright, so let's begin. So we're picking up on page Ches in the second Chelik. So we started last week the new section regarding Emunah. Regarding Emunah, that's the new, do you have Dov Sefer? Do we have that one? Oh, okay. Do we have any? We'll get some, I'll show any copies for next time.
Can I make photocopies?
I'm going with
the man. Yeah. Oh, am I making it? I don't need like permission or anything, man. Okay, I'll make a photocopy. Yeah. Actually, those with me. Are we going to go in order here now?
I think so.
Okay, so
I think so.
I think we'll go 43 pages.
Perfect.
I'll keep hand up.
Perfect. All right. So we'll say. So let's. We're picking up the middle of page Ches. Aval Kishizofim. So we'll say. Remember again, we were learning last week. Amazingly enough, that the greatest tool of the Yetzer Hara, is when the Yetzer Hara makes us think that things are impossible. Right, that's what he does. Meaning to go ahead and tell me, see, to get us to sin, that very often the Yetzer Hara can't be success with. Because we're good people, Baruch Hashem, you know, we want to do the right thing. But l'maisa, when the Yetzer Hara convinces me that to be a good Jew, ultimately, again, it's so hard, and there's so much effort, and it's impossible, and it's never going to work, and you're never going to be able to be consistent, you're never going to be able to keep it up. That's how the Yetzer Hara often gets us. So he writes, Aval kishezochem lahakiras ha-emes. When we begin to see the emes, and again, we're going to define what emes we're talking about over here. Megalim histaklus shona b'tachlus. So we'll say we begin to see life in a different way. Vade sha'avodas Hashem eino na'asis me'elav. It is true. The service of God becoming an Oved Hashem is not something that will happen by itself. Bekalikolos. Aval gam eino kol kasha kefi sheyitzara menasa letzayira lebnei adam. We'll say it is true that being an Oved Hashem is not necessarily easy, but it's also not as difficult as often we convince ourselves. I will say, you know, what the Mechaber is also talking about, and this is an incredible yisod, which is that sometimes people convince themselves that things are just beyond their grasp. It's my simba chol yom, that people, I have something that I want to accomplish. I've wanted to accomplish it for years. You see, like, so why didn't I accomplish it? At some point in time, for whatever reason, I convinced myself that it's too difficult. It's too difficult. No, I remember this is my sheshay kachayo when I first started the Rabbanos. I had a father who came over to me. This was not in Baltimore, it was in New Jersey. And he was telling me that he was trying to get his daughter into college. And he came in and he said that, you know, she wanted to get into a particular college and she couldn't get in. He said, you know, she's terrible at math. She's always been terrible at math. So the father's saying this. His daughter's sitting right there. I said, Ribono Shalom, really? Like, it's not rocket science. How long have you been saying that in front of her, that she's terrible at something? Meaning, what's the pshat? Meaning, again, if you've been saying that again for so many different years, so it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. Right, at the end of the day, so we'll say, meaning, Nebuch, this child is probably told, she probably said it once, her parents probably reinforced it, and after enough reinforcing that something is impossible, it goes from a thought to an actual maisa, and it becomes impossible. So that's how the Yetzer Hara works also. Many of us have convinced ourselves so long ago in our lives that certain things are beyond reach. So I'll tell you just one more maisa shayikachai, and then we'll get back to this. I had a man, in our Daf Yomi, the last cycle of Daf Yomi, a man by the name of Sai Beg, Zichron Levracha. This Mr. Beg had never opened up a Gemara before the age of 73. Never opened up a Gemara. He was Mesayim Shas at 80 and a half. He passed away 2 months later. I'm just saying, you know, when you think people say that person, you never learn Gemara, you're like 70 years old, impossible for you to finish Shas. Not impossible. Nothing's impossible. It's just a shot of how much effort you're willing to put in. But that's the greatest tool of the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara convinces you that something is too difficult. So if it's too difficult, what's the point of trying if I don't even know if it's going to yield the intended results? Next paragraph. Hashita sheitzar mishtamish bo. Amenas laharchik es ha'adam me'avodas Hashem kachi. So the shita that the Yetzer Hara uses in order to go ahead and distance a person from their avodas Hashem is like this. Humamit oso ba'olam she'ino boror. Maralo she'yeshnam harbi dvarim sha'alov la'asos. So what does the Yetzer Hara do? The Yetzer Hara simply convinces us and tells us like this. The Yetzer Hara says, there are so many different things that you have to do in this world. What do you have to do? Lilmo Torah. L'kayim mitzvos. L'hispalo. L'asok b'gimilas hasos. We'll say it's exhausting just to read the list. Right? Again, all these different things I have to do. You want me to daven. You want me to learn Torah. You want me to do chesed. And by the way, you know, it's not just enough to give money. Right? You know, this is like being about chesed. Giving money is... It was hashkach. I said that. You see, and apparently the Rebbe Shalom said I'm wrong. Right, so again, he wants to say, be
I got it.
You got it?
Yeah.
Okay. So
just two devices? You want to...
a headset or something. You know. So let's say, so the Yitzhara often, again, convinced, they're all of all these different responsibilities that I have. And it's true, to be a well-rounded Jew, I have to daven, I have to learn, I have to give tzedakah, and I have to do chesed b'yada, I have to do chesed with matchual hands. Those are all things I have to do. Esatoru maralo, merosh ki aruka me'eretz mida, v'im kein kosh amol la'asigo. And the truth is, we'll say, you know, especially if a person has a yeshiva background, you know, this is of course the great irony, the more intensive your yeshiva education, very often the more difficult learning is for you. Not from a skills perspective, but just from like a resentment perspective, right? That again, this is the great tragedy of often, I'm sorry? No, it's the MS. It's the most tragic thing of how people who were part of the yeshiva system for years come out of it not only with a dislike of learning because of the negative associations. It has nothing to do with the Torah itself. It has to do with the way it was presented. It has to do with a lot of other issues. So what ends up happening? So I see Torah. It's not for me. I didn't have a positive experience with it. I'm not so interested in it. And again, there's so much to learn. No matter how much you learn, come on, I'm never going to be a Rosh Yeshiva. I'm not going to be a Talmud Chacham. I'm not going to be a Posei. I'm just going to be a regular guy. So what does it matter if I learn a lot, learn a little? It's not going to make a dent anyway. So he says, and I will say, so what happens? You know, after the Yitzhara gets this voice going enough in my head, and remember again, for the sake of the Chavir, it wasn't elastic, I'll repeat this. You know, the Yitzhara, we don't believe, you know, in the little guy in the red suit, you know, with the pitchfork who stands on your shoulder. The Yitzhara, from a Judaic perspective, is an internal self-sabotaging mechanism. The Ribbono Shel Olam created us with this internal self-sabotaging mechanism. Why? Why create us with that? Because that's the very engine for growth. Without that internal self-sabotaging, I will say, the perfect variety to this is, we've all had circumstances in life where we wanted to accomplish, we wanted to do something, and it didn't materialize. And I can't, for the life of me, understand why. No one did anything, nothing happened. And when we drilled down to it, we realized that we often sabotage ourselves. That's the Yitzhara. The Yitzhara is this self-sabotaging mechanism that wants to pull the rug out from under myself. So the Yitzhara begins to talk in my ear. So much Torah, so much tefillah, so much commitment, so much obligations. It's too much for you. And over time, what ends up happening is, as that voice continues to gnaw at my soul, my desire to be something more is diminished. He says, "Ki nirlo shasagos ruchuko sein mimerchak rav." My aspirations, they're too far off. They're never going to materialize. Aval kishenevin ha'adam, shekal machshavos halalo enor emes. Also, when a person begins to realize that that is unequivocally false, these machshavos, that something is impossible, these machshavos, that something is not attainable, we'll say they're false. They're not emes. Elo hein priyatzas sheyitzahara, kivar ba'akara zu munachas haschalas haknisa la'avodas Hashem. But see, here's what's amazing. Do you know what the first step in Avodas Hashem says in the Chaber? This is why this is such a magnificent sefer. So simple. The first step in Avodas Hashem is believing you can. Believing you can. And by the way, it's believing you can, fill in the blank. Believing you can daven with kavanah. Believing you could learn and actually enjoy it. Believing that you could be the kind of person who does chesed b'yadayim. It's believing in myself. It means, because if I can't believe it about myself, it's for sure never going to happen. So you could have emuna, you could do it. If you don't have emuna in yourself, emuna atzmi, if you don't believe that your yetzahara is wrong, and I'm actually capable of accomplishing these things that I want to, I can't get any life traction. Therefore, the first step is belief in the self. Once I have that, I clear away the yetzahara, now the road is open. Page test. Imkein. Haderach ha'amitis la'avodes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ne'elem esi kimak me'nei kol chayim. So we'll say, the great challenge we have in life, to find the derach ha'amitis, to find the true path of service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is often obscured and hidden. Madua, ki kach hitzuras habriya, olam milashon helem, kefi sheba'arnu. So remember again, we learned this last week, that olam is from the same words as he'elam. He'elam means hidden. or obscured. So remember again, the Ribono Shel Olam, his existence is clear. Bereshis Bara Elokim, before the world exists, God is clear. God creates the world, and what happens? He creates the laws of nature. And through those very laws of nature, his presence and identity become obscured. Olam Ein Lashon Helam, Kvishavarnu, Reishis Shakalish Baruch Hu Kel Mestater. Now what happens? God kind of hides himself. Why does God hide himself? Because again, the whole avod in life is what? To find HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the whole avod in life, is to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? It was said, this is, and what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want more than anything in life? HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be found. Wants to be found. It was said, if you think about it, by the way, it's very much comparable to a marriage. Right? This is, we always have to throw in some marital advice. That's part of it. What's the secret to happiness in marriage? But I don't know. That's the simple answer. I don't know. I'm open to suggestions. But I will say one thing is clear, which is that a husband has to pursue his wife. Meaning, one thing is clear is that as much as your partner's in the marriage, the husband has to be the pursuer, and that's true in all inyanim of a marriage, because what makes a wife feel exceptionally special is when she has a husband who is running after her. Is when she has a husband who is pursuing her. When she has a husband who is trying to find her. It's the same thing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ribono Shel Olam obscured himself because the way we demonstrate our love for him is to ultimately find him in the He'olam. To find him in the Olam. To find him in the obscured world. That's Avodas Hashem. Avodas Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam. I know you're here. I know you're here. I know you're everywhere. I'm going to try to find you in a tangible, meaningful way. He goes on. Sometimes the greatest challenge is, I know that I want to find God. I know that I need to find God, but I don't know how. Like, I know that I want to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but what does Avodas Hashem mean? What does it mean to serve God? It's an incredible yisod. Because very often, when you ask a person, what does it mean to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What's the common answer? Not a trick question. Do mitzvot, daven, learn, think. I'll say, but the truth is, we also know that many of us do all of those things. I learn, I daven, I keep Shabbos, Baruch Hashem. I'm going to be honest. Very often, it doesn't do anything for me. So meaning, I could come off a morning davening, and the most important thing is what? What time did it end? Right? Meaning, the ikker is, how much time was there between start and finish? Because I need to decide if I'm going to daven here tomorrow or not. Right? That's like the burning question. Is this a place where I cast my shachris lot? Or do I need to find somewhere else? Because, you know, it's amazing. I always find that if people would be as careful with the minutes of life as they are the minutes of shachris. You know, it's amazing. The chilik between 33 minutes, 36 minutes, 37 minutes, 29 minutes. Mamish, it's like Yesh Karalom B'Sha Achas. You know, it's Mamish. It's
you can do 29 minutes?
I'm sorry?
Yeah, you can do 29
I've heard,
minutes?
World class.
No, we're not doing 29 minutes. That's for sure. But listen, but the Yisod is, what is the path to Avodas Hashem? So very often, again, it's easy to say, well, it's mitzvos. I will say, we have to ask, is that really true? Because we know that einen rose, that a person could keep all the mitzvos and not feel connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Listen, we know it because we see it all the time. You know, by the way, that's the challenge of our dar. The challenge of our generation, it's amazing. So two generations ago, the challenge was Shmir Shabbos. Right? Meaning, it was hard to hold down a profession and to be Shomer Shabbos. Right? Maybe last generation, it was learning. Right? About people getting engaged. So in our generation, the truth is, Shmir Shabbos is no longer the challenge. Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem, you know, you could do whatever you want in this world, right? And you could go ahead and you could keep Shabbos. Learning is no longer a challenge because it's accessible in every single way possible. So what is the challenge of our dar? The challenge of our dar is inspiration. We learn a lot, we practice a lot, and we're totally uninspired. I could tell you the 39 malachos backwards and forwards, and I could tell you the dirabanas and the toldos and the avos and the this, and I could tell you again what happens if you put the plate in the sink or that. We could all rattle off those halachos, but at the end of the day, I often don't feel it. I don't feel like I'm engaged in a relationship. I don't feel like I'm engaged. And why is that? Because often we're going to see we haven't even really started the journey. We do a lot of stuff, but we have not actually started down the path of Avodas Hashem. He goes on, he says, Ukishein derech, yitaki mikro pam sefer musr echad upam sefer musr acher, lishmo asichos musr benyanim shonim, vadvorim amitiyim. So we'll say, what happens? This is amazing. So what happens? What happens, he says, I want to be an Oved Hashem. So what do? I decide to learn musr. So I open up a sefer. So this week it's going to be Bilbavi. Next week it's going to be Mesiyas Yesharim. The week after that it's Archol Sadikim. And it's very nice. Or I go, I listen to a shmooze. You know, I always find it amazing. This happens every once in a while. Somebody will come over to say, "But Silver, what you just said was so moving. I can't remember it, but I just know that it was moving." And like a person will say, "I can't remember it, but it was so moving." Once I saw, like, I guess I'm supposed to say thank you. You know, right? Thank you. Meaning, but why does that happen? So obviously there was something that moved that person in the shah, but yet they can't recall, like, one piece. It was 5 minutes ago that I said it. You can't recall a piece of information because you're saying, in life, if you want to gain traction, you need seder. You need seder. There has to be a plan. It's no different, I will say, that if you go into your office in the morning, I'm sure for all of you, it's for all of us, because we were, hey, if you don't go in the morning with a plan, what happens? What is your day? Your day is, you know what, it's emails and phone calls. It's emails and phone calls. Because I'm sure most of us could spend the entire day answering emails and phone calls. And you know, you could do a lot, but if that's your whole day and you haven't brought in your client, your business, you've seen the bit, whatever it is, you haven't accomplished what you need to accomplish. That's what happens when there's not a Seder. We'll say that's why, again, on Pesach night, when we celebrate our chiruz, we celebrate our freedom, the beginning of our nationhood, right? So we'll say, what do? What do we have? We have a Seder. Because what are we trying to reinforce within ourselves? That if you want to move your life forward, if you want to accomplish, there has to be a structure. There has to be a framework. Because if there's no framework, you'll do a little bit here, a little bit there, this today, this tomorrow, and you look back and you wonder, like, how come I didn't get to where I wanted to get? It's very simple, because there wasn't a plan. If you don't know where you're going, you cannot get there. I'm not a businessman, but I'm sure it's true in business, but I could definitely tell you it's true in Ruchnius. If I don't know where I'm going, if I don't know what it is that I'm doing or what I'm working on, I can't get there. So if I want to be an Oved Hashem, that's my goal in life. Boshal, I want to have a relationship with you. What's the plan? So to open up a safe here, to open up a safe there, to listen to a shir, to listen to this, that's all very nice, but what ends up happening? The ofen kazeh, kashon latzliach, vanafilos in rabos. It's very difficult to succeed with that approach, and a person stumbles very often. So we'll say, you know, what ends up happening? What ends up happening is that if there's no plan, and there's no mahalik, there's no path, so then I just really end up spinning my wheels. And what ends up happening over time is, enough time of spinning your wheels, what occurs? You just get out of the car, slam the door, and walk away. Meaning, at some point, I don't want to spin my wheels anymore. I just want to move on to something else. So people give up. That's how the Yitzhara works. See, the Yitzhara says, just fly by the seat of your pants. Don't worry about it. You don't need a plan. And so you learn a little bit here. You'll hop over here, hop over there. When there's no comprehensive spiritual plan, when there's no strategic spiritual plan, I spin my wheels. And with enough spinning wheels, a person gets frustrated. And a person just simply is miyayish. A person gives up. That doesn't mean I'm going to turn my back on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. More often than not, what it just leads to is a mechanistic Judaism that is spiritually apathetic. So I'm doing what I need to do. Here's the good news. I'm definitely not going to Gehenna. Right? And we'll say, believe me, that's an accomplishment. You know, that's nothing to, you know, nothing to scoff at. I'm pretty sure I'm not going to Gehenna. You know, where exactly I am going, I'm not sure, because the truth is, I don't really think about it all that much, right? And it's not really like, so that's what happens when there's no plan. It's mechanistic with very little meaning. Talk from Shal Dvarim, Imke, who Shedavar Rishon. So let's listen to this. It's amazing how, you know, we've learned the first chilek of this, we're up to the second chilek, and we're still on the first step. We're still on the first step. It's amazing. We're about to start the first step. What's the first step? So the first step you have to, before anything else happens, Tzrichim Ladas Mao Hayesod. Mahi Hareisha Sheba Maso Ko Odom La'avod Esboro. What is the first step? We'll say, what is part one of my strategic spiritual plan, my SSP, right? My strategic spiritual plan. What is my first step? He says, "Hey, my ratio to the Kabbalah atzma lo mo shtimas yeshos b'imam." This is very important. Is the first step learning 12 hours a day? Is that the first step? L'chavin b'tfila. Is the first step to have kavan and davening? Maybe the first step is to bench. Whether it's, I shouldn't say different, we all bench. Meaning, to bench better. Right? To bench with kavana. Or maybe there's something even simpler. Maybe there's something even more basic that is the first step. Also, let's just read one more paragraph and we'll stop for tonight. Isa b'gimara. Bocha bakuk ve'emidon alachos. Shneemar v'tzadik be'emunoso yichya. Suppose the Gemara over talks about the idea that Moshe, you know, gave us all these mitzvos, and throughout the generations, when there were Jews struggling, the Nevi'im kind of got up and tried to not eliminate mitzvos, but kind of condense the mitzvos into smaller categories to allow people to wrap their head around like what Yiddishkeit is about. You know, the most famous example of this is by the ger, by the convert that came to Hillel, and he says, "Hillel, teach me Kol HaTorah Kula while I'm standing on one foot." And what does Hillel say? Right, whatever you don't want done to you, don't do unto others. So Hillel says, "That's Torah. Idach, what's the Gemara? Zo Kol HaTorah." Idach Perusha Zilgamar. Right? Everything else is a commentary, go and learn it. So you see what was Hillel saying? What does it mean? The only thing in the Torah is V'Hatorecha Kamocha? No, but V'Hatorecha Kamocha is a guiding light. Is a guiding light. And you could learn out everything from that. So Habakkuk came along and said, if you want to condense the entirety of Yiddishkeit into one mitzvah, into one concept, what is it? This is a very intriguing question, right? 613 mitzvahs, all different kinds of things. If you want to condense it all into one sound, right? Everything is about sound bites now, right? Everything is about taglines. So what's the entire sound bite of the Torah? The tzaddik be'emunaso yichya. I will say ultimately again, it's one pasuk. The tzaddik be'emunaso yichya. Habakkuk says, the tzaddik lives by emuna. You want to know the one thing in emuna, belief. The one thing that is the ikkar, the foundation stone, the one pillar of all Yiddishkeit is emuna. Emuna. Look at the next paragraph. Adam shlo zachli karnis l'ma'amakim apnimim shal... Let's say, just I'll taste them. Oh, we'll finish this. Adam shlo zachli karnis l'ma'amakim apnimim sha'ola ma'avoda. Shabbos, a person who has not really delved into the deeper levels of service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, efshar v'ayinu savar, ki es inyan ha'emuna, Yesh tzorech lahazbir rak la'anoshim shadayin lo zochu likalal b'soch tzibur shomrei Torah v'hamitzvos. So when we speak about emuna, often mechares, what's our reaction? I got that. I don't have to talk about emuna, right? You know, tell that to the that's for good for kiruv, right? These are people who are not from, people who are not there. You could talk to them about emuna. Me, of course, I believe. Why else would I pay yeshiva tuition if I don't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Right? I mean, there's no other rational reason to go ahead and do this. So of course I believe. So I don't have to talk about emuna. He says, "Avalu atzmo hu shomer Torah mitzvos yodeh esu yigimah l'ikarim ve'im keim pachos o yoser emunosa b'ruah mechazek es daya." Person thinks that, listen, I'm from. So obviously if I'm from, then what? Then I have emuna. All right, one more paragraph, then we're going to stop. Bizutos says in the Chaber, this is an absolute mistake. Vaday shekol davar tzarech chizuk. Rabbi Sain, everything in life, in our spirituality, always requires strengthening. Kimeduma shatos harishona shegoreres bakvo says kol nefilos v'choser atzlocha v'emes bavodas Hashemi choser hayidia shemuna shadum kibal minikuso einena misapekes daya. Rabbi Sain, this is an incredible, incredible yisod. Incredible yisod. Sometimes we get like little nuggets of emuna when we're young, and we keep that with us. We keep that with us throughout our entire life. Throughout our entire life. We'll say, I'll give you just, you know, just, in, well, fine, I'm going to give you tips. Adam choshev latzmo, shetaspek la'avodo shel chatzi shana, ushana kedei liyaseid ba'atzma samuna, machshava zu novas mechoser avonas ma'i emuna. We'll say, people sometimes think that all I need is a little bit of time. Fine, I'll spend a few months, a year, speaking about emuna, but at the end of the day, all I need is a little bit of time to get it down pat. To which the Mechaber says, we're going to see Abu Sa'i, that emuna is a lifetime endeavor. That cultivating a real sense, and we don't even know what the word means yet. We actually don't even know. It's actually interesting. This is This is Dov telling very nicely. In the morning, we're learning Gan HaEmuna. So we're actually talking about, Imam just started the second parak today, the three different levels of Emuna. So it's actually, work well together. But so we haven't even defined our terms yet. But here's what the Mechaber is teaching us. And with this we're going to stop over here for tonight. So what the Mechaber is teaching us is the following. I'll give you just an illustration. You know, I'd venture to say that many of us have the same Elul experience. What's the general Elul experience? It's usually like a little bit of pachad, regret, remorse, feeling bad. But very often it's a realization that I haven't gotten real traction on the spiritual things that I want to accomplish. And so we go and we pledge this year is going to be different. This year is going to be different. And what usually happens, let's say a month after Sukkot, if you're really good, Chanukah, and if mamish like you're a tzaddik nister, maybe Tu Bishvat. And mamish like if you're a gaon olam Purim. Let's say inevitably what ends up happening is we're right back where we started. And that's the interesting thing that very often, I think for many of us, we often don't find ourselves struggling with new things. We find ourselves struggling ourselves with the same things. And sometimes it's the same thing I was struggling with for 20 years. Meaning, it might not be that it's just this year, for the last 20 years. And it's hard to understand, like, I'm a capable person. I'm an able person. Why can't I turn this around? And I will say very often the answer to that is very simple, because it's not a lack of will. We all have a desire to change, all have a desire to grow. Very often it's because I'm addressing change from the wrong perspective. We often address change behaviorally. We assume that behavior is the first step. So I'm going to learn more. I'm going to daven more. I'm going to bench more. I'm going to say tehillim more. I'm going to give more tzedakah. I'm going to do more chesed. Those are all wonderful things. But the Mechaber says, that's not the first step. We'll find out what step that is. That's not the first step. The first step is asking myself, do I have emunah? And the pre-step to that is finding out, what is emunah? What is real emunah? Let me get my head up. What does it mean to be a ma'amin? What does it mean to be an Oved Hashem? What does it mean to have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Once I define my term, then I ask myself, do I have it? And if I don't have it, then what are the steps to get it? Once there is emunah, then a person is an Oved Hashem. Once a person is an Oved Hashem, that's when you can begin to bring in all of the behaviors and all of the behavioral or lifestyle modifications. But if it begins with the behaviors, without really solidifying a foundation of emunah, then very often, again, whatever I build will unfortunately come toppling down. You don't need me to tell you this. We all experience this in different ways. So stop over here for tonight. And Amir Hashem, next week, we'll begin to get into the actual definition of what emunah is. Shkoyach.